On with the news. Neighbours have come together to create a winter wonderland. A woman slams parking bullies after being fined for a minor infringement. And an ex-soldier causes £5,000 worth of damage to the Norwich War Memorial.
A small community in a suburb on the city outskirts have banded together to create their own slice of winter wonderland. Homeowners living in Gowing Close next to Norwich Airport created a variety of Christmas toppers for everyone in the close to spread some festive cheer. Designs range from a nativity scene, Santa Claus with his reindeer, to a festive football topper in the city's Norwich City colours.
As any parent will agree, seeing the pleasure on your child's face when they bring home their latest artistic creation is a thing of pure joy. But one school in Norwich has gone one step further by opening their doors to display its pupils' favourite works of art. The Clare School is a specialist physical and sensory complex needs school for children and young people, aged from 3 to 19. And each of its 128 children and young people was invited to paint a piece of art of their choice. Following the gallery showing, each piece of work has been backed and framed and will be gifted to caregivers and parents at the end of term. Head teacher Rebecca Wicks said, "It's important to us that this is the work of our pupils and not the adults working with them. As a staff team, we are beyond proud of all of our pupils and their beautiful masterpieces." One pupil, Daisy, said, "I really enjoyed doing my artwork. It was quite hard, but it looks lovely in the frame." Another, Freddie, said, "I feel like a proper artist with a picture in a real art gallery." While pupil James added, "I enjoyed getting really messy and covered in paint." The Clare School, based off South Park Avenue, is the oldest specialist school in Norfolk and originally started as an open-air school in the early 1906.
A woman has won a months-long battle to drop a £100 fine she received from a parking enforcement company for a minor infringement. The woman, who does not want to be named, said she felt bullied by Norwich Traffic Control, NTC, after being penalised for parking slightly outside the lines at St Helen's Wharf Pay and Display next to the Adam and Eve pub. A row ensued over the fine, which started out at £20, but increased to £100 after it was not paid within the company's month-long deadline. However, after taking up legal advice and a four-month battle, she received a letter confirming the NTC were dropping all charges.
Several people have been arrested in Norwich during patrols in crime hotspots to crack down on street drinking and antisocial behaviour. The arrests came during extra foot patrols carried out by Norwich Police across the city as part of its Op Focus initiative. During the patrols, officers were proactive in taking action to deal with things when they saw them. The arrests included a man who breached a criminal behaviour order and another who was arrested for public order offences. Officers made two more arrests for drunk and disorderly behaviour, while another person was detained for theft. Alongside the arrests, a traffic offence report was issued to a driver seen on a mobile phone leaving the train station. A vehicle was seized in Gas Hill as the driver had no insurance or a driving licence. And during a stop and search, one male was found in possession of cannabis.
A former British soldier and mercenary has admitted causing thousands of pounds of damage to the Norwich War Memorial. Baron Kelly also pleaded guilty to outraging public decency by stamping on and destroying wreaths laid as part of a Battle of Britain remembrance event. The 64-year-old, who served in Northern Ireland and fought in the Angolan Civil War, told Norwich Magistrates Court his actions had been a protest because he was fed up with how veterans are treated. The court was told he is currently homeless and living on the streets. Calvin Sacker, mitigating, said he was engaging with an outreach mental health team over a possible diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder. Kelly also pleaded guilty to using threatening and abusive language. He also admitted breaching a community protection notice, making threats, and possession of illegal throwing knives in a separate incident in October.